Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, indeed, as we come to your word this morning, Lord, we pray that you would sanctify us and make us whiter than snow.
我们在天上的父，当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们实在是求你来使我们成圣，让我们使得比雪更白。
Holy Spirit, that you convict us of our sins.
你的圣灵能够让我们能够胜过罪恶。
And that we would get the encouragement.
我们能够由此得着勉励。
That we are forgiven in Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道我们在耶稣基督里面已获得赦免。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. This is our first combined service of the new year.
今天是我们新年的第一次合堂聚会。
So I want to remind us of the theme for last year and this year as well.
所以我们要在这里向大家提醒一下我们去年和今年追求的主题。
Our theme came from Hebrews chapter 10.
我们的主题是从希伯来第十章开始。
For sake of time, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we'll summarize a little bit.
由于时间关系，我不会把所有的主题都念出来。
Hebrews chapter 10, 19 to 25.
希伯来第十章第十九节到二十五节。
Just to get the context of the theme,
让我们来看一下这个主题的这个上下文。
Hebrews begins by saying, "Since we have confidence to enter the holy places, and a great high priest over the house of God."
他说是我们因着有得以坦然进入圣所。又一位大祭司治理神的家。
That is saying that before Jesus, there was no entrance for us into the presence of God.
在耶稣之前，我们没有办法进入神的家。
Without Jesus, we are strangers to God.
在耶稣之前，如果没有耶稣，我们是神家的局外人。
Enemies to God because of our disobedience.
我们是神的仇敌，是因为我们的不顺服，我们的悖逆。
But Christ has come, and through his death on the cross, he has made a way for us into the very presence of God the Father.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的，他就为我们来到神面前开了一条路。
So Hebrews says, because we have this Savior who has now opened the way to us, to God, therefore we should have some response in our lives.
希伯来的作者在这里说，因为耶稣基督为我们开了这条又新又活的道路，让我们来到神面前，我们应该在生活上有这样的一个回应。
And he follows with three let us phrases.
所以他在这里写了三点让我们所做出的行动。
First, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
这里说第一就应当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Because Jesus has opened a way for us to the Father, enter into that relationship.
因为耶稣基督把我们来到神面前和他建立这个关系开了这条路。
Draw close to your heavenly Father.
来到你天父的面前。
Now that the way has been opened for you.
因为这条路已经为你打开了。
Second is let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering.
就是第二也要坚守我们的指望不致动摇。
And that is the first part of our theme for last year and this year.
也就是我们去年和今年主题的前半部分。
Because now this new relationship that we have with God was bought at such a price, we need to hold on to it.
因为神的爱子是付了如此重价把我们买赎回来，所以我们要坚守我们所承受的这个指望。
And then lastly, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
最后这里说要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
The Greek word that Hebrews uses for stir up or provoke is usually a negative word.
希伯来书在这里用的这个希腊字啊，在这里翻译成这个激发的啊，原来原文中是一个一个贬义词。
To provoke or stir up is to do things that elicit a response out of others.
啊，在这里激发的原文的意思就是要在对方身上产生一个回应。
So you act really mean to people, you provoke anger.
如果你对别人很恶劣，那么对方就会产生怒气。
You have lots of wonderful things, you provoke others to jealousy.
如果你有很多好的事情、好的东西，那么会引发别人对你的嫉妒。
And then depending on how you dress, you can provoke other people to maybe jealousy or lust.
还有你如何穿着的方式也会引起别人的嫉妒，甚至是情欲。
But Hebrews says because of what Jesus has done for us, we need to provoke one another not to sin, but to love and good works.
但希伯来书的作者在这里说，因为耶稣对我们所做的，我们要彼此激励激发出来的不是犯罪，而是爱心和行善。
That is, we are to live and act in such a way that we provoke others to godliness.
也就是说，我们要生活和行动用这种方式来激发彼此在神面前的敬虔。
What does this kind of provoking look like?
所以这样的激发激励是一个怎样的情形呢？
Well, for the brother or sister that is heading down the wrong path, we call them to repentance.
如果面对一些弟兄姊妹，他们走在不正确的路上，我们要叫他们回转来悔改。
For the brother or sister that is struggling, we encourage them and lift them up.
对那些在挣扎中的弟兄姊妹，我们要勉励他们要激发他们去刚强。
And then Hebrews 10 adds, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some.
这里他也同时提到希伯来书这里不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Of course, this makes sense because how are we supposed to provoke one another to godliness if we don't spend time with one another?
这当然是很合理的，因为如果我们不彼此见面，激发彼此的爱心，我们怎么可以让对方彼此之间能够过敬虔的生活呢？
And then the Hebrews 10 passage ends by saying, but encourage one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
最后希伯来书在这里也说，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
That is, the stirring up one another to godliness is an urgent task.
所以希伯来书在这里说，激励激发彼此的敬虔的生活是一项很紧急的工作。
We know there is a date after which it will be too late.
我们知道将来会有一天，当这一切你想要做的时候已经太晚了。
And so Jesus has called us to work while it is still day.
所以耶稣在这里要呼召我们，要每一天都尽心的工作在还有十日的时候。
Now in the English congregation, we're going to focus in on that last part, to stir one another to love and good works.
所以在英文堂里面，我们的焦点是在彼此相顾，激发爱心。
And we've been doing that by looking at some of the minor prophets.
所以我们最近在这方面的具体的所关注的一些经文是在小先知书里面。
Because the prophets were the ones that God sent to provoke His people.
因为先知是神差遣去激励他的百姓的那些人。
When Israel was straying, God sent the prophets to rebuke them.
所以当以色列民偏行己路的时候，神就差遣他的先知去斥责他们。
When Israel was struggling, God sent prophets to encourage them.
当以色列民在挣扎的时候，神就差遣先知去勉励他们。
And so from the prophets, we not only do we ourselves get provoked to godliness,
所以不单是那些先知, 我们自己也从当中得到激励,
but we also get inspired and taught how to provoke others, our brothers and sisters, to godliness as well.
我们从中也得到开启, 学会如此在彼此的, 弟兄姊妹当中也能够, 激励他们。
So this morning I just want to draw our attention to the book of Haggai.
所以今天早上我们要关注在哈该书上面。
If you're looking at your own Bible, it's a very small minor prophet toward the end of the Old Testament.
所以如果你们看旧约的末了是一卷很短的小先知书。
And I do just this morning want to look at Haggai chapter 2.
我们今天关注在第二章上。
But I do want to give a little context of what happened in Haggai chapter 1 so you don't feel like you missed anything.
所以我们今天在看第二章以前我还要再提供一些背景的信息，所以你会知道我们今天在说什么。
The context of Haggai chapter 1 is that God's people have moved from delight to disobedience.
所以第一章的背景是神的百姓开始从高兴转向不顺服。
You remember that God's people were disobedient, and God punished them by sending them into exile in Babylon.
你知道，在这个背景当中，神的百姓由于不顺服，神就用外邦人，使他们被掳到外邦。
But Persia conquers Babylon and then allows God's people to finally return to the land and rebuild the temple.
巴比伦人把以色列人掳到外邦，而波斯人又征服了巴比伦人。And
so with delight, God's people head back to the promised land and start rebuilding the temple.
所以他们神的百姓很高兴地回到他们的故土，开始重建他们的圣殿。But
they're quickly met with oppression.
他们很快地就遭遇到了逼迫。
And the work on the temple stopped.
重建圣殿的工作就暂停终止了。And
so God sends the prophet Haggai.
神就差遣先知哈该。And
so when we pick up in Haggai chapter 1, it's already 20 years after God's people had returned to the land.
所以哈该书第一章开始的时候，已经是神的百姓回到他们的故土20年之后。
And God's people have not been building the temple.
而神的百姓并没有在建造圣殿。So
this is the word that God brings through the prophet Haggai in Haggai chapter 1, verse 2.
所以神就差遣哈该把这样的话说在他的百姓当中。Thus
says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord.
哈该书第一章第二节，万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。Then
the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet.
那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：Is
it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins?
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Discouragement had met God's people and the building of God's house had stopped.
所以神的百姓在灰心丧气当中，他们停止建造了圣殿的工作。
And God's people had focused on their own houses.
而神的百姓的关注的点在这个时候是建造他们自己的房屋。
When the prophet Haggai says paneled houses, he means expensive elaborate houses.
所以当这里讲的住天花板的房屋，它的意思是很奢华的，很贵，很豪，很奢华的房子。
Wood paneling was not something you would find in normal houses.
这中文这里翻天花板，这里可能也是讲是用很精致的木板所建造的墙壁的那种房子。
They were things that you would most often find in palaces or temples.
墙壁或者天花板，你通常只能在圣殿或者宫殿里面找到。
So in other words, God's people had been disobedient in building the temple.
所以神的百姓在建造圣殿这件事上是不顺服的。
They took all the resources that God had provided for the building and they used it on themselves.
他们把神给他们建造圣殿用的所有的资源用建造他们自己的房屋。
And so in Haggai chapter 1, Haggai sent on a mission to revoke God's people back into obedience.
所以哈该在这里第一章的任务就是被差遣去激发神的百姓离弃他们的不顺服。
Of course, we are provoked in our own spirits from Haggai chapter 1.
在哈该书的第一章里面，我们在自己的灵里面也被激发。
For how many times have we taken those things that God has given to us and used them on ourselves instead of on building up God's kingdom?
有多少时候我们是把神给我们的资源用在我们自己的身上，而不是在建造神的国？
But in Haggai chapter 2, we have moved now from disobedience to discouragement.
在哈该书第二章，我们看到这个问题从不顺服变成了灰心丧气。
God's word through Haggai had provoked them out of disobedience and into obedience.
所以神的话使神的百姓从不顺服变成顺服。
But in chapter 2, God's people run into a different problem, which is discouragement.
到了第二章，神的百姓遇到了一个不同的问题，也就是灰心丧气。
So why don't we read Haggai chapter 2, verses 1-9.
让我们一起读第二章第一节到第九节。
In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet.
第一节，七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。
Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say.
你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚。并剩下的百姓说
Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes?
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚啊，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。
According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not.
这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时我必再一次震动天地。沧海与旱地。
And I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿充满了荣，满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。
The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
So Haggai says, who's left that saw the previous temple?
所以哈该说，你们当中谁还有存留的？看到过以前的那个圣殿。
His point is that there is no one. His point is not that there is no one who saw it.
他的意思是说，并不是 没有一个人都看见过，确实有人看见过。
But there were quite a few apparently that had seen Solomon's temple.
这确实是有一些人还存留下来，他们看见过所罗门的圣殿。
And these were the leaders and elders of the people.
这些一般都是 百姓当中的领袖或者是长老。
So imagine in your mind these elderly people who had seen the splendor of Solomon's temple and now start to see the new temple being rebuilt.
所以在你脑海当中想象一些，下这些当年看见过所罗门圣殿壮丽景象的那些老年人，今天要去看看见他们现在所要建造的这座圣殿。
Would you be filled with happiness or with sadness?
你的心里是很快乐高兴呢，还是很灰心丧志？
We get a picture of this in the book of Ezra.
我们在以斯拉记里面会看到这样的一个景象。
Ezra chapter 3 verse 12.
以斯拉第三章第十二节。
But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house being laid, though many shouted aloud for joy.
然而有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见这殿的根基，便大声哭号，也有许多人大声欢呼。
So that the people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout from the sound of the people's weeping, for the people shouted with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away.
甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
Definitely we see in Ezra that the rebuilding of the temple was faced with mixed emotions.
所以在以斯拉记这里我们看到圣殿的重建带来的是一个悲欢交集的这样的一个情形。
There was joy that God's house was being built again.
他们为神的圣殿能够重建而感到欢喜快乐。
But there was also weeping.
但是同时他们也在哭嚎。
And discouragement.
也感到灰心。
What led to this discouragement?
什么才导致了这样的灰心？
Haggai points to the impossibility of the task.
哈该在这里提到了这个任务的不可能。
People remember the splendor of Solomon's temple.
有些人仍旧记得所罗门圣殿的壮丽。
And even though the temple was just starting to be rebuilt, there was just the foundations laid, they could tell the difference.
虽然这个新的圣殿还刚刚在起地基, 他们已经能够看到了区别。
The difference seemed too big.
这个区别实在是太大了。
They knew what the temple should look like.
他们知道那个圣殿应该是什么样子。
And it must have felt impossible for this small group of returned exiles to get there.
而这些小小的一群从被掳归来的以色列民是不可能去建成这样的原来这样壮丽的一个圣殿的。
That's why Haggai says, look at what's being built. Doesn't it look like nothing?
所以哈该书在这里说，你们看到这样所建的，不是像无有吗？
Maybe they feared that they didn't have what it took to do the work that God gave them to do.
所以他们也许是在害怕他们没有他们去建造神要他们去建造这个圣殿所需要的资源和能力。
Maybe they wondered, do I have the resources? Do we have the talent? Do we have the ability to make this thing as big and grand as it was back in Solomon's time?
我们有这样的资源，我们有这样的能力，我们这样的才华去重新再去造一个这样所罗门时代这样大的华丽的圣殿吗？
And I'm sure some people are remembering the splendor of Solomon's temple and looking at the current temple rebuilding project said, this is pointless, we can't do it.
我肯定当时有些人还记得所罗门圣殿的辉煌的时候， 然后在看着他们当时在重建的这个工程的圣殿的时候，都在怀疑建这样的圣殿还有什么意义吗？
What's the point of even continuing?
啊，继续建造这样的工程，还有什么意思？
To this dispirited people, God sends the prophet Haggai to provoke the people.
所以对着这样一群灰心丧志的百姓，神差遣哈该去激励他的百姓。
We see the first encouragement in Haggai chapter 2 verse 4.
所以我们在这里看到了第二章第四节的第一个勉励。
Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。
That is that they can continue to persevere because God's presence is with them.
因为神与他们同在，这是他们得到激励的原因。
My favorite example of this is with Gideon, and God has told him to face all the armies that are attacking Israel.
所以我在这里很最喜欢的一个例子是当基甸来面临所有攻击以色列民的那些敌人。
But Gideon is no warrior. He's hiding in a wine press.
但是基甸他并不是一个打仗的人啊，他是躲在酒榨后面。
But the angel calls him mighty warrior.
但是这个天使却称他为强壮的勇士。
Because of his military training?
是因为他有军事上的训练吗？
No.
不是。
Because of his courage?
因为他有勇气吗？
No, he doesn't have any.
他也没有。
God calls him a mighty warrior because God says, I am with you.
神之所以称他是强壮的大能的勇士，是因为他与基甸同在。
In other words, he doesn't need to be afraid of being lacking in anything to do the task that God has given him because God himself will be with him and will provide everything that he lacks.
所以他不需要面对他所要完成的任务而害怕他没有所需要做的事所有的一切，因为神与他同在，神会完成他的工作。
In other words, if we have nothing in ourselves, but we have God, we have everything.
所以如果我们一无所有，但是有神与我们同在，我们就能完成这个工作。
Of course, the opposite is also true.
当然，这个相反的情形也是对的。
If you have all your own strength, but have not God, you have nothing.
如果你有所有你自己的能力和强壮，但是你没有神的同在，那你也就一无所有。
So God says to discouraged people, be strong.
所以神在这里激励他的百姓，你当刚强。
I am with you.
因为我与你们同在。
The second encouragement comes starting in Haggai chapter 2, the very last part of verse 5.
第二个勉励是在第五章下半节。
It says, fear not.
他说不要惧怕。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
万军之耶和华如此说，不过不多时我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地。
And I will shake all the nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来。
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now at first this may sound like a complicated prophecy about the future.
第一，我们听到这样一段话的时候，可能是关于未来的一个预言
，some kind of end times prophecy，
啊，也许是关于世界末日的一个预言。
Now it is possible that it has that application。
有 这样的应用是可能有的。
But God first primarily gives this prophecy to his people that are facing discouragement.
但是神最主要的目的是对着这些在灰心丧气中的百姓说的。
And so to a discouraged people, he says, fear not.
所以对这样一群灰心丧志的百姓，神对他们说，你们不要惧怕。
Why do they not need to fear?
为什么他们还要害怕呢？
Because God says that God's people are not responsible for making God's house as grand as the first temple.
神的百姓的责任不是去建造一座和第一圣殿一样辉煌的圣居所。
God's people are not responsible for filling God's house with glory.
神百姓的责任不在于把神把荣耀充满神的居所。
Who's responsibility is that?
这是谁的责任？
God's.
这是神的责任。
God's people are only responsible for faithful obedience.
神百姓的责任只是在信心当中顺服。
To fear not.
不要惧怕。
God himself will make this house great.
神会把自己的居所变得荣耀。
God himself will fill it with glory.
神会把荣耀充满他的居所。
So you don't need to fear.
所以你不用惧怕。
You remember the old temple, you see the new temple being built, don't worry about it.
你看到过旧的所罗门的圣殿，然后你又看到现在正在建造的。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
God is going to make this temple glorious.
神会让这座圣殿变得荣耀。
Like the Israelites, we too have a great task before us.
就像以色列民一样，我们的面前也有一个很大的任务。
We are called to live holy lives in the middle of a sinful world.
我们被呼召出来，在一个犯罪悖逆的世界里面，要去过圣洁的生活。
We are called to be witnesses for Jesus.
我们被呼召出来为耶稣做见证。
We are called to make disciples.
我们被呼召出来是要叫人成为门徒。
And like the Israelites, the job before us can lead us to discouragement.
就像当年的以色列民，这个在我们面前的工作会导致我们灰心丧气。
I don't feel up to the task.
我们常常的觉得力不能胜。
I don't feel like I have the resources.
我们觉得没有资源。
I don't feel like I have the ability.
我们没有这样的能力。
The job seems so big and I feel so small.
这个工程是如此的艰巨，而我们都觉得自己是如此的渺小。
This is a job that calls for trained professionals and I'm just an amateur.
这个工作所需要的好像是训练有素的专业人士啊，我们常常的感到自己没有训练。
But like the Israelites, God encourages us through the prophet Haggai.
但就像对以色列民一样，神借着先知哈该来激励，来勉励我们。
Be strong, church.
你当刚强教会。
For you do not labor alone.
因为你不是独自做工。
God himself is with you.
神他自己与你同在。
Fear not, church.
不要害怕，不要惧怕，教会。
For you only need to be faithful.
因为你只需要有信心。
God himself will provide.
因为神他自己会有供应。
God himself will bring success.
神会把最终的成就为你带来。
That's his responsibility, not ours.
这是他的责任，不是我们的。
And we only need to be faithful.
我们只要在他面前有信心。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your prophets of old.
我们在天上的父，我们为你借着先知对我们讲的话，我们献上感谢。
That you sent to provoke your people to godliness.
你差遣先知来激励你的百姓来过圣洁的生活。
And as they provoked The Israelites of old, they provoke us as well.
当他们来激励以色列百姓的时候，他们也在激励着我们。
Father, I pray if any among us have given up on doing God's work and are focusing in on ourselves, that you would forgive us.
天父，我们为着我们当中那些如果是因着灰心而放弃神的工作的时候，说求你赦免我们。
That you would provoke us to do your work.
也求你能够激发我们来做你的工作。
And if anyone is discouraged by the great and lofty task ahead of us,
当我们当中有人在面对艰巨的工作感到灰心的时候，
Lord, that you would encourage them.
求你能够激励我们，能够勉励我们。
You would strengthen them with your presence.
你能使用你自己的能力使他们刚强。
You would take away all fear with your provision.
你将挪去一切的害，用你的主权挪去一切的惧怕。
And Lord, we look to you.
主啊，我们仰望你。
We ask, Lord, that you would cause your will to be done.
我们求你，你的旨意得到成就。
We pray that you would cause your kingdom to come.
你的国。我们也求你的国能够降临
on earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.